ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited return of Felk is finally here. Can I get some fanfare? Female Encounters of the Life Kind is back. Please don't hold any of the sponsors accountable for what may come out of their mouth.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com.
Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, guys. Nailed it.
First time running the boardwalk, what?
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Fine.
You just have your Etch-a-Sketch, okay? Everything's
well, I'm trying
fine.
To out-
hey,
curve you.
Female Encounters of the Life Kind. Episode 3. Welcome, everybody. You're over here with your Etch-a-Sketch.
Well, because I'm trying to out-curve your bitch ass.
I'm
cussed already.
I'm over here having a conniption fit, trying to multitask, and you're here with an Etch-a-Sketch. Actually, you're multitasking, too, so I'll take
well,
it.
Well, I just messed up your A.
Oh, well, they wouldn't be the first one. It's fine. My A has
your
seen
A
better days. You know, it's more the L that's the problem. It looks like a hook.
Oh, that's not really what I thought it looked like.
Oh. Well, I haven't seen one of those in a long time. You're fine.
Me neither.
Oh, we're coming.
I guess I did get rusty at my Etch-a-Sketch skills.
Rusty Etch-a-Sketch? Oh.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was good curving, but yeah, that doesn't really look like a cursive L.
No, it doesn't.
There, for now.
Anyway, coming to you from Traeger's Bar. Good times.
That's
our mixologist Nancy is making us good drinks. Having a good time here at Traeger's. Good at sound effects with your mouth. Perfect.
Okay.
That's a yes immediately. No?
Yeah.
No, I am. Good, good.
Kinda.
Also have the doghouse here. They have noshing goodies.
And the doghouse has the little doghouse coming to Bark in the Park.
Oh, they do.
What's it called, the little one? Mini doghouse?
It's the pups. I don't know. The pup in the park.
If they're the same ones that were last time, they served your food in a doggy dish. It was so cute.
Oh, that is cute.
It really is cute.
That is cute.
And everyone should go to Bark in the Park and adopt
when is that?
A critter. It's this Saturday, the 29th. 11 to 3, I think, Berg Park, and you can do a 2K where you kind of walk around. Sorry. Allergies.
Can I do a 0.5K?
Just curious.
Do I have to do the whole 2K?
It's Berg Park, so I think you can lay down by the river and take a nap when you want. I don't know. I might splash you.
As a dog would do.
Yeah. So you get your dog and you take a walk, and it's just kind of everyone doing a walk, and then they do all the dogs that need adopted, and then pet-related services. Or
that's cool.
Food served in a doggy bowl like that.
That's cool.
The poop group
cool.
will be there scooping poop
cool.
and offering discounts for people that adopt a shelter dog. And I will not adopt a shelter dog.
No, I have to tell myself the same thing. I
Do
almost
you know
got
how hard
a
it is
new...
hanging out with that shit and not adopt a puppy?
I almost got a new dog last week. And my own dog recently passed away, R.I.P. Bill. Yeah, I know. Super sad, but...
I know, we almost hugged over it.
I know. Could you imagine? Carrie doesn't like hugs.
Get the fuck back. God, I cussed.
I don't know. People in the community, if you want to give Carrie a hug, by all means, anytime you see her, please do that.
I'll just pee my pants. Like awkward, like a little dog.
Well, it's advertising at that point, right? Yeah. Anyway, the doghouse is here. They're open at 5. They have great dogs, nachos, wings, great noshing goodies.
Oh, God, we're back on noshing?
Well... That's what my producer has told me to say. That's the word of the day.
Should we look at him awkwardly?
I do that all the time. You're late to the party. You're late to the awkward party. It's fine. But...
I don't know. That's what you get.
Anyway, here at Traeger's, they have Singo every Wednesday, Trivia on Thursday, and an upstairs that's great for private parties. I've never had a private party, so my birthday is coming up. If you want to throw me a private party, that'd be cool.
Is there going to be noshing involved?
That goes without saying.
Definitely noshing, yeah.
Yeah. We actually have to show up tomorrow to the Male Encounters podcast and formally invite them face-to-face.
Oh, for the trivia challenge?
Thursday, yeah. And Ken said, do you know that, or do they know that you've been in radio for 127 years? And you have been in trivias, and I... Yeah, no, it was a whole thing. I know you don't listen to their show because you don't do research, but
And I have the attention span. What are you talking about?
Oh.
No, but if we do, we need to challenge and get some kind of banter, like whoever wins. What is it that, the goodwill bet? So
hunting?
If somebody gets to dress, so the losers have to get dressed by the winners
is that
from Goodwill.
Is that our prize? I don't know what
and
it is.
And then we do that, and we get to dress Dave and Ken from the Goodwill
store.
Win
money.
And they can come to Traeger's in whatever we choose for them to wear. And if we lose, they have to choose what we can
or cannot.
Cannot.
Words are fun. Yeah, well, anyway.
I think it would be fun.
I think it would be
Because you can't
fun.
Just challenge someone without, I don't know, some kind of win.
Could you work on my birthday, though? That'd be great.
Yeah, let's do... Yeah, can we work on
it's
your birthday?
It's in June.
I have ADD so bad. What?
It's in June. I want to party upstairs.
Okay, we can do that. We can party upstairs. I thought we were going to go back to Ignacio.
Well, as long as we end up or start in the upstairs of Traeger's, I'll be happy.
Okay, so we can start upstairs Traeger, end up Ignacio. Do not drop some kind of
as
red beer.
As long as you don't buy an Etch-A-Sketch for me for my birthday, I'll be happy. Because clearly, actually, you're not great at it either, so...
I was better than you. Kiss my ass.
I would rather not. But, thanks for the offer. I feel like when I'm doing an Etch-A-Sketch, I'm about to have a seizure. It's the same feeling I get when I'm doing Rock Band with the drums. You've never played Rock Band?
I'm assuming it's a video
goodness.
Game?
Yeah, it's a video game.
Like Guitar
sure.
Hero?
It's, yeah, same thing.
Only drums.
Well, this one has drums... And a...
Instruments?
Yeah.
A what?
It's good. Let me hit that button.
Oh, we have a button for...
No, we do now. It's called my belly button. No, you're fine. You're
Everyone
fine.
Loves
the
belly button.
Everybody does.
Do you know, before I had surgery, I get so ADD. I had an innie outie, and like I would, you know, sit floating in a pool... And I would get water built up in my belly button because I had an innie, and then I had...
Now you're just bragging.
No, shut up. But then I had a hernia surgery, and now it's kind of like... And I can't because I used to be able to squirt...
Do you miss it?
I used to be able to squirt water out of
you
it.
You miss it? So the like, built-in super soaker that you had in your body? Oh,
yeah.
R.I.P. super soaker in your body.
Speaking of super soaker, I need a super soaker of WD-40 to hit the spinny thing on my neighbor's roof because we're about to have a situation.
Spinny thing? Like
I don't know, like the little metal thingy that spins on the top of your roof?
Like a directional
I don't know,
rooster?
Does it like do like air or some shit in the attic? I don't know.
Oh, I know what those are called.
And it's been rubbing and we apparently are never going to get warm in Farmington and we've had wind. So I can hear it in my house and it's like and I can't handle it. So I'm going to get one of my kids' super soakers, load it up with WD-40 and hit that bitch like knock it off.
Huh. You know what also works?
Talking to them?
Doop, doop, doop.
I did, and they didn't answer the door.
Oh. You know what also works?
Being Spider-Man.
Going back. Doop, doop, doop. Or maybe leave a note. I've left a note sometimes.
You don't think a super soaker with WD-40 would be...
I just think you're not a great shot. I'm just kidding.
Wow! Because I mean, you've seen me play cornhole and darts
I've
and anything
else
athletic.
Seen you things where you have to aim.
Any kind of sport, any... of athleticism. Yeah. It's really not.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, joy.
It's fine. I got a whole thing for you later. It's fine. One thing you did want to talk about is why men need to be fixers.
I want to know that. And I want to know a man answer to that.
Well, okay, so...
So can we put that out there and have people, like, comment on our thing and tell me?
To set the stage, you are venting about a problem that you have.
Yes.
Be it in your house or in your car or whatever, and you're venting to... whoever. It's usually your father, correct?
Oh, we brought Bob into this? I'm just kidding. Well, yes. But no, but here's the difference. I can vent to you, and I can vent to a dude, and I can say, for the love of God, I need to do this, and I need to do this. And my women friends are like, oh my God, that sucks. It's got, you know, whatever. I'm venting to them, but the man friends are the ones who are like, well, I can come fix it, or whatever. And the thing is, I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm simply just venting. But I don't know why... Men feel the need to be the fixers.
Well,
here's where
thing.
I just sometimes just want to bitch
about
it.
Here's the thing. When you're not capable of other emotional capacities, I think a lot of times men feel like that's something that they can do. This is legitimate, tangible things that we can do that are helping you.
Do you think it puts unrealistic expectations on men? Like, all men should be able to change my oil, jack my car up, fix my AC.
I think the expectations on masculinity are sometimes a lot, and it's sometimes I mean,
and this is where we need to talk to Milk about it, because I think that is a thing, but it's also the same with female expectations.
Well, I'm
supposed to make the kid's dentist appointment.
I know that dudes that I've worked with in the past that don't know anything about cars, I can tell that they feel a little bit insuperior mm-hmm. about not being able to know about that. So you're right. But I think the innate want to help, whether it be... I think it comes down to people. I think people are innately
good. So it's not
a
gender thing? It's just kind of like, how can I help you?
I think that's how it translates a lot of the times. Because men don't ask for help. Men have a problem with asking for help. Or men have a problem of talking about said things that they need help with, whether or not they're asking, you know. Men don't vent about stuff like that.
No, I don't think they do. Like, I don't think I've ever had a conversation with a man. He's like, oh my God, I can't get this to work, and blah, blah, blah. And he complains about it.
Yeah.
And I would be like, oh, how can I help you? He doesn't. But women do.
Yeah.
Like, currently, I need help getting a camper shell off a truck. I know how to work tools, but I can't lift a camper shell all by myself.
Right.
So I'm having to outsource, and I'm asking people, and they're like, I'll help you, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like the more men I talk to want to help, you know, with women, like, oh my God, that sucks. I'd be the same way.
Right.
You know what I mean? And So that's my question to the men.
Well,
the men out there, do you guys feel like you have to help us all the time? We're not always damsels in distress. Sometimes we just want to bitch and vent.
And does it come from you think you're helpless? I say you're because
I get it.
Yeah. Or is it because you legitimately think, I don't know, you're feeling some need on their end? I don't know.
No, but, you just want to vent.
For me, let me take it here. As a gay woman, I tell people, and when I talk to dudes about it, and they like have like a curious look on their face, and they're like, "What? Like, you've been without a man? Like, how do you?" I'm like, "Yes, I have a house full of spiders, and a house full of unopened jars. Help me, please. I haven't had a pickle since I came out. Please help me."
My vagina makes me not be able to kill spiders and open a jar.
Yeah. So. But they do. They're very curious and then they always get into like, who's the man in the relationship? And it's the same concept of like, there is a provider physically and there is a provider emotionally.
But I feel like some of that is so much has changed that we're trying to all be equal. Gender roles are kind of slowly going away, but somewhere they're still in there.
Right. Well, and I think gender roles are kind of necessary, whether or not it's sexual roles. That's a different, total different subject. Gender roles, a little bit. There is going to be a dominant one or a dominant person or a person that fills these. You have to find people that fill those boxes for you.
Right. Well, okay. There's a Chris Rock thing out there somewhere. I don't even know the homie, but I threw his name down. So yeah, we're tight now. Where he said, all relationships are successful when you see yourselves as equals and partners,
mm-hmm.
and one person is the boss of this and one is the boss of this, and it doesn't diminish the other person to allow to them to say, I am better at this than you are.
Right.
And it's okay to switch that around every now and then
accept
it and be like, you know what, you're good at this, and they take your strength, go off your strength, and don't diminish anyone else based on the strength that they don't have.
Right.
Like, my car's out of gas, you're probably gonna have to follow me home. It's just my thing. It has nothing to do with my gender.
And that's two times now.
Oh.
It has to do with first time shame on
you. Oh,
you
did pour gas in my car a couple weeks ago. I think the gas can still.
And your gas can was broken, so I had to use the top of a Dasani bottle.
I cut it for you.
Yeah. And then you walked away and said, don't explode. Bye.
See?
Sorry, static. Bye.
I knew where I was not strong. I knew what my strength was and where it was not.
Yeah. And then when you walked away, your strength was living.
Well, because I know how to put gas in a tank. It just scares me. I know how to do an air conditioner, but heights scare me. So
yeah.
I...
Well, and... Oh,
and the ability to say... I just totally spazzed out again. Okay, carry on.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Do you know how many times I've done a swamp cooler in my whole life? I lived in a swamp cooler house my whole life. Recently moved into a refrigerated air house. Oh, you guys... Oh, my goodness. This is heaven on earth. This is what Belinda Carlisle was singing about. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this I is thought we were going to go into tune then just now.
Oh, well, I don't know the rules on that, so we're not going to do that.
Oh,
but you know what
be
I'm
a
talking about.
Thing.
Anyway, what were you going to squirrel out on? Oh, see, that's the secret, guys. I just got to keep talking. And then she forgets. I don't need a weapon. I don't need
cotton ball. Where's the cotton ball?
I just keep talking, and then she just gives up. Oh,
shit.
La resistance.
I don't remember what I was.
You're fine. You're fine.
Sure.
But no, It's fine. You know what? You brought up... Okay, so I'm doing the thing where... Because we hang out during the week. And you'll be telling me a story. And I'm like, save it for the podcast. Save it for the podcast. I don't want to hear about it yet. So I have been waiting all week to hear about the time that you broke up with a boyfriend in a bar with your tits.
Oh, that was fun. Now, Dad, if you're watching or listening, that would be a really good time to go to the bathroom or pretend you don't know how to work technology. So this guy, this homeboy, right? We won't mention names yet. But he was living with me for free. The whole, I didn't have a job, yada, 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 all the things. And he couldn't afford rent. He couldn't afford groceries. And then there was a big group of us that went to a strip joint. All of a sudden, that homeboy had some money. He was making a rain to the strippers.
Oh.
And so he's giving them dollars. And I'm like, I've been showing you tits for free for months. And you get your laundry done. You get electricity. You get all the things. So the more I watched him give money to strippers, the more, I don't know, agitated I got. So the next day, he goes to a local bar. We won't mention names. And they were watching football on a Sunday.
Is this bar closed?
Yes.
Then you can say it.
It's a church now.
Oh, it's Gators. Cool. Go ahead.
It was Gators. So they're watching football, and I called a friend who wears lipstick, because I don't have any lips, and I asked if she had red...
You just wear stick? Cool.
That was a good one, man. It's just stick. So I write, "It's over," across my chest, and I have a button up, and I walk over into where him and like seven of his homies are watching this football game. And he's like, "Hey, babe, what are you doing?" And you could see everyone look at me, and I stood right in front of that big screen TV and just did this. It's over. So not only did I dump him in front of his friends, but I think it goes back to the man thing. Mm. Men do not want their homies to see their woman's lady bits.
I think that's more, that's a pride thing.
It
sure.
is. I think it's a pride thing. Well, like, oh my God, my friend saw your tits or something like that.
You know
it's
what?
A big thing.
I wouldn't like that either. Let's not make it male exclusive. Like, I wouldn't like that either.
Well, I think, this circles into something else. Oh, by the way, he was not pleased. Everyone else applauded at the bar. Everyone else was rather pleased
What's the opposite of
and
applause?
And then I said, I was just like, if you can pay them last night, you can pay for this. It's over. Now you have attention. You're paying attention to these. You're paying attention to them right now. We're done. Like, it was a done deal. But where was I going with that?
So now's the time when I keep talking. No, I don't know where you were going with that.
I don't remember.
All I know is it's over.
Yeah, he's we were done news. And done, and he was duly embarrassed. Geez. His friends saw his girlfriend's titties or whatever they're called, chichis.
Yeah, no, we get
all
what
the things. But
about.
Sometimes when you need to make a statement, you make a statement, and I'm notorious for making a statement.
I was listening to the dude's podcast, the last one that they filmed. They were kind of
you mean those losers who were going to get more downloads?
They were kind of making fun of us for going on Ken's think tank a little bit and being herding cats and stuff.
What'd you
just
say?
So you know. But it was herding cats.
I was being facetious. It was a well-played joke.
I've learned to ignore them and to keep talking if there's anything that has come out of this.
Pretty much, yeah.
But, yeah, no, they were making fun of us.
What did they say? Or were they making fun more of you or me or both of us together?
Well, okay. You remember that time I said I'd never lie to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, here we go.
That's it. That's the end of it. No, I'm just kidding. you, mostly. But if you were in the backseat, it might have been different. Who knows? If you weren't wearing a dress that day, who knows? It might have been different.
Can we do it again and they can't complain?
Well, I'm not in charge of that. But if you want to put a request in, I'm sure
that
Ken would be more than
what we negotiate.
I'm sure Ken would be more than happy to have you in his front seat or his back seat.
No,
you know?
But the bigger thing on that would be that could be what we play trivia for. Because if we win, we get to go back on our terms.
Whoa,
you gave me the hand.
The prize for trivia is being in Ken's back seat, because I want nothing to do with that. No, thank you.
I'm not getting in without a black light. Some spermicide.
And then you're not getting in at all.
I'm just kidding. I don't even know if...
No. Hey, can we get back to the thing that's happened here on Saturday? The bark in the park. What is that? What is bark in the park?
Well, it's a park where dogs go and they bark. But it's right by the animal shelter at Berg Park in Farmington.
Okay.
And they have all the cute little dogs that they try and get adopted out. And then other people bring their dogs. And so there's a big herd of people that go. And I think it's only 2K. It's not... Not terribly long.
Yeah,
I don't even think it's 3K.
Yeah, that's not horrible.
So everyone walks.
Can I just say for the record that our producer has walked away?
He has walked away.
in a trusting fashion. He hasn't even looked back.
Did he leave his phone? Get his phone now.
No. Go ahead. I called him the peanut gallery last time, and I felt really bad, and now he's coming back. You're welcome. Anyway, dog in the park.
It's not a dog in the park.
It's park in the park. Oh, it's like a walk in the park.
You walk your dog, it's a bunch of people, and I think it's a great way to socialize dogs, and then they have all the adoptable dogs. They do... Usually, it's been a while because COVID's made everything dicey.
Been a while. Oh, God.
She's always busting a rhyme. She's a lyrical gangster.
I am a lyrical gangster.
Word it up.
Yeah. So, I actually have a game for you in a little bit.
Oh, hell. This could be fun. Or not. Yeah. But you can adopt a dog if you want one. But the search and rescue dogs do a thing because usually I throw one of my kids in a bush somewhere. And they... have to search and find. So it's a demonstration in how
fast. I see what you're saying.
You know, yeah.
I was almost about to call CBS.
It
sounded like I said Please CBS, don't. But CPS.
Yes, go ahead. Child Protective Services. Yes, CYFD. Yeah. Children, Youth, and Family Services. I don't know how I know that.
What is Certified Broadcasting System? No.
We can't just make shit up.
Okay.
Or can we?
Who knows? All of a sudden.
But then there was the year where they do the dude in the suit. And this gnarly dog comes and just takes it.
Oh, yeah.
So they do all those. So there's all kinds of dog things there. Last time, though, they put me next to the llamas, and I just got spit at. And I was not a...
Did you ever watch The Emperor's New Groove? Great cartoon.
I think, but then I probably fell asleep.
Llama, llama, llama face. Oh, it's so funny. I'll make you watch it.
You had me at the long tongue. No? I don't know.
Llama. Llama. Well,
so anyway, there's pet related things there. There groomers show up, boarders. There used to be sometimes, I think, a chip clinic, but that could have been years ago when it was over East Main.
So I wish someone would put a chip in me. There was a time in my life that I could have used a chip. I'm just saying. I know people think it's like conspiracy theory and they don't want it in them, but there was a time in my life I would have been like really grateful.
Okay, so I have a question about this. Everyone's like, oh, they're going to track your phone. The government's going to track your phone and put a chip in them all. I don't do anything wrong.
Well, that's the whole point, right? How do you feel?
Why would you be so paranoid being watched if you're not doing anything wrong?
Do you watch documentaries and like all kinds of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe next time we should talk about documentaries and stuff that we've watched because I can go down rabbit holes.
More than I
need a chip to come out. Oh, yeah. More than you can. Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't do a chip?
I made Jessica watch the Boston Marathon thing.
Oh, I've heard about that one. I haven't watched that one yet.
Yeah. She's like probably thinking I wasted my whole Sunday on this, but yeah, it was good.
I can't watch anything about space and I will overthink that for
days. Like the universe? Like space?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, it's big. It's vast.
It's big.
I feel the same way, Carrie. You're fine.
Okay.
It's a good time now. All right, this is a new thing I want to present on you. Tell me how you feel about it.
All right.
It's called Don't Mind My Face, I'm Judging You on the Inside. And the only way I know to do this is to do it in a voice that is a little bit judgy. So this is my judgy voice.
What am I doing?
So the NFL draft is tomorrow. I'm a huge fan and I'm into it. I am. This might come as a shock to you. Nah, actually it's not. Anyway. Now I'll say the name, and it might sound better. Don't mind my face. I'm judging you on the inside.
But you're not using a deep voice. You're using an accent, I think.
You think a deep voice is, like,
well,
judging?
You said to judge you. Well, oh. Oh.
Oh, that's, we'll get into that. Yeah,
put that in there for another thing we talk about, because, yes, maybe most. Because if you think about it, historically, most supervisors, bosses are men, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
that
wow.
kind of stuff. So maybe a lot of people associate a man voice with some kind of
superiority. This is a soft game. It's fine.
But you have an accent now.
Yeah, because it's, don't mind my face. I'm judging you on the inside. Okay, NFL draft tomorrow. True or false? It's a true or false game. Say what you want to say. Ready? Number one. Dick Butkus played for the Chicago Bears. True or false? True or false?
Does this have anything to do with porn?
It's a true or false question. There will be no commentary otherwise.
Yeah, true.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
Woo, go me.
Good job.
Keep them coming.
Good job. All right, number two. You ready?
Yeah.
until 2015, there were no full-time female officials in the NFL.
True.
Ding, 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 ding. Good for you.
Genius.
Good for you. Shout out Sarah Thomas.
Who?
Sarah Thomas, the first female official in the NFL. All right.
And you were half 50 right. Shot on that,
so. I'm judging you on the inside. Don't mind my face. It's fine. Okay. All right. Number three. You ready? One cowhide makes 10 balls.
No commentary. Okay, so... One?
One cowhide makes 10 NFL regulation balls. Wow, that's... You think they're throwing bulldozers out here? What is that?
How big's a football?
How big is a football? Write that down. How big is a football?
It's a... Yeah, yeah. One cowhide would make 10. Final answer.
That's true. Apparently, I only chose true answers. You know why? Because it's a positivity thing, and I'm into it. But that's... Can I just also say what... That's a great value.
What? That's an off true?
No, no, no. That one cowhide... One cowhide makes 10 footballs. That's a value. Anyway,
well,
thank you for
that,
playing.
How much would that be per ball? Because how much is the average cowhide? Like, let's just say it's, I don't know, $100 and you're going to divide it by...
Anyway, that concludes Don't Mind My Face, I'm judging
you on the
inside.
Is that a big cow, little cow? Is that, I don't know, what's it called, veal? The little baby cow?
Veal?
Veal?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, I'm a vegetarian.
I would hope... Are you really?
No, only on my pizza. I hate meat on my pizza. Don't come at me with a pepperoni, don't come at me with sausage. No, thank you. Give me
you're
some
talking
pine
the weirdest
nuts.
Eater ever, so I salute everyone else's.
Yeah, give me
on.
Some pine nuts and some tomatoes and
have you
and
had
some
my
cheese.
Pizza with pine nuts and feta?
Not on purpose.
So accidentally you ate my pizza?
I don't know. It could have been.
How the hell does that work?
Yeah, I don't know. We all have our things that we say to certain. We all have our things that we say to certain things.
Every TH
mine
is now going to be like
mine is not on purpose, not with that attitude, and that
and
was my nickname
terms.
That was my nickname in community college. Those are mostly my three.
You only named two. Not on purpose,
not with that attitude, and that was my nickname in community college. That's three, homie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the nickname being those two.
Oh, no. Yes. That's its own separate thing.
Went right over.
So many sound effects.
I love our sound effects. Hold
we
on,
don't
have a challenge.
No, you've already said this. The farting in the armpit.
I can't do it.
And I've learned from last episode not to put any of my appendages inside my shirt at any time. Because you're either going to make me put ice... Or make me fart with my armpit.
I still want to get
you.
The ladies in the bar here drunk and have all of them put a nipple, not a nipple, an ice cube in each nipple and see if they melt at the same. Do you think they're open-minded or am I going to have to buy them shots first?
I think you're going to have to do
get bail money?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to get bail money to get myself out of this situation. Wait, there's some dudes at the bar?
Oh,
do you
are
think
we
dudes
doing
nipples melt
see,
at the same rate as chicks' nipples?
You remember how I called our producer a peanut gallery? Now you're being that, so...
What does that mean?
Being a gallery?
Yeah.
Because you're just standing back and observing and, like, have your own commentary.
Yeah. Let's challenge some of these homeboys to a nipple challenge.
You know what we should
Let
talk about?
Let me see
about?
The twins, boys.
You know what we should talk about?
What?
Guests that we're going to have on our show.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have a lot of ideas as far as, like, real estate and tattoo artists and the food industry...
Food and beverage.
Schools and, yeah.
Schools, I don't think anyone's going to come on.
Nope, I already have Sarah. My best friend, Sarah. She's going to school to be a special ed teacher in Aztec, and she's already down. So
okay, I thought you were talking about
welcome.
Someone that works for a district. Yeah, I was like,
oh,
I don't
no.
know if that would
well,
happen.
I guess she's on her way in, so we got to catch her while the getting's good, or whatever they say. It's fine.
Sorry, I'm looking at who just came in here. I'm watching people over, I'm like... They want a nipple challenge?
Could you focus on the mission at hand and then
Which is,
socialize? I don't know. This.
The thing we're doing.
The thing
I don't
we're
know.
Doing.
I don't.
The female encounters of the life kind that you can find at innerwestconcepts.com. That thing. Remember that?
What'd you say? Say it again.
I'm just kidding. How about you try to say it?
No, go on.
the whole thing.
Interwestconcepts.com with an I?
Yes. Good job. If I, it's the slow
clap. See, I can be trained. It's like training monkeys or some shit. I can do this.
You're like a bark in the park on Saturday.
I am. So there's going to be a lot of booths, and if you love animals, go down there.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't adopt an animal, buying a product, half of the vendors down there are in the animal service industry.
Just going
or
to
all of it, and it gives great holler back and supports all of the small businesses.
Where is
that
it
support
at,
the animals.
Where's it at?
I've said it like 5 times. You think I have ADD?
Say it again.
What? Oh, jeez.
It's in Farmington.
Berg Park by the animal shelter.
Farmington, New Mexico. Berg Park.
So Browning Parkway, the animal shelter. You go down there and see the red bar and you see the shelter, and you can't miss it. There's going
to
be signs.
Even if you're not going to adopt an animal, just go down there and stare and cry, because that's what I'm going to do. And
if anyone
wants to see me cry.
There was one of those dogs last time that had like the little crooked jaw and like the one tooth up the nostril.
Dude, that was me.
I know. I'm glad you got that fixed. But it's so hard not to adopt them. But if you do want to register you and your dog to do the 2K or whatever. If anyone else picks up dog poop, we're going to fight. But that's my shit.
Put that down.
Put the turd down. But I know you have to register beforehand. I think they might do last minute, but I don't want to be quoted on that. But if you do plan on doing the 2K where you just get your dog in a leash and a whole bunch of people walk their dogs, and volunteers can also take shelter dogs and walk.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, we took my buddy Bobby and I took a dog. I don't remember her name. She was adorable on one of those last little...
We won't tell her that.
Are you talking about Bobby the dog?
That you don't remember her name?
We won't
tell her that.
And you could tell this poor baby hadn't been on that many walks because she would take a few steps and then kind of sit for a second. And then take a few steps and sit. And I'm like, she's either in bad shape or she's really shy.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you just take a sheltered dog on a walk. I don't know. I think it's nice of everyone. So everyone should be down there.
Start talking.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. Anyway.
Let's kill it. Let her finish.
I got distracted. What just happened?
I don't know. I'm trying to finish the show.
She was trying to cut it down.
Oh, just and I keep going?
Goodbyes. Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. There. That'll work. Yeah. That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.